Brenda Westbrook's family is bracing for what may be a long road to recovery after her involvement in a 7-vehicle collision last week on Victoria Road. On October 7, 46-year-old Westbrook was taken to the Hamilton General Hospital. Since then, she underwent surgeries for a ruptured spleen, a fractured vertebrae, a bruise on her brain and an aortic arch. Her daughter-in-law, Beth Lussier, said the family is going to need all the help they can get. It has been a stressful time. We have all been doing our best to be supportive of one another. I know we have all been losing sleep, trying to be positive and make sure someone is awake to answer any calls that we get, said Beth. Brenda's stepson Jonathan Lussier said his mother is currently on a ventilator and is not yet fully conscious. Guelph police reported that an SUV northbound on Victoria Road collided with 2 vehicles before colliding with a stopped Mazda near the intersection, causing the Mazda to collide with a number of other vehicles. Westbrook was driving the Mazda. The driver of the SUV was transported to the Guelph General Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. There were no other injuries reported. Westbrook's husband Lance Lussier said he is extremely grateful to the people who helped Brenda at the collision scene by trying to keep her talking and awake until the emergency services arrived. She has a very strong support group at her back and the community has seriously stepped up with support and prayers, said Lance. I am overwhelmed with the support from all the people involved. I have no words to describe the gratitude I feel. We are eternally thankful for the words of encouragement and prayers that have been coming our way. Beth, who works for Sensi, is trying to help raise funds to offset any recovery costs Brenda may need, such as a walker, a cane, a bed rail to help her get in and out of bed, and renovations inside the house. Honestly, the list is unknown at this time just because we don't know the extent of the damage that was done, said Beth. She's going to have extensive rehab. That has to happen first. Beth set up a Facebook group for the community to leave positive words for Westbrook.